I Am Not a Frog. Written by Maggie Pearson. Illustrated by Natalia Moore. Published by Bloomsbury Education. Chapter 1.
Why can't I go outside the palace?
Demanded Princess Imelda for the umpteenth time. For the umpteenth time, the Queen answered,
Because outside is where the common people live.
You are a princess, said the king. One day you will be Queen of Livia.
Livia is a very small country. The king and queen made up for having such a small country by being very, very grand.
Humph!
Said Imelda. Carefully she planned her escape. This is how she did it. 6 little girls came to her birthday party. Pay attention now, this is important. Anastasia came in a blue dress. Agatha's dress was red. Gwendolyn's was green. Mitzi was in lilac. Fritzy wore turquoise, and Poppy came dressed in orange. Imelda's dress was yellow. Imelda said to Anastasia,
What a pretty dress! Can I try it on?
Can I try yours? Said Anastasia.
Of course, said Imelda. And the crown as well.
Soon they were all joining in. 7 little girls sat down to tea, pretending to be each other, and took turns wearing the crown. When they went home, they were still wearing each other's dresses. Are you still paying attention? Anastasia left the party dressed in green. Mitzi wore orange, and Fritzy was in yellow. Imelda wore Anastasia's blue. After her came Gwendolyn, Poppy, and Agatha, dressed in red and lilac and turquoise.
So, who was the one in blue? Said one of the guards to the other.
That was Anastasia.
I thought she was the one in green.
I call it blue, you call it green.
And I only counted 6 going in.
6 or 7, let's not make a fuss.
Chapter 2. Upstairs, the crown lay on the table. A small green frog hopped out of the bathroom. It hopped onto a chair, onto the table, and sat inside the crown, looking out. The queen came in, saw the frog, and screamed.
The princess! Princess Imelda has been turned into a frog!
Perhaps it was something she ate, said the king.
Imelda hadn't eaten anything. She'd been too excited. She wandered through the town, looking at the shops, the traffic, and the people. So many people. At last, she did get hungry. She looked through a window and saw a lot of people eating. So in she went, sat down, and ate until she was full. The waiter brought the bill.
What's this? Said Imelda.
You haven't paid, he said.
I haven't what?
Said Imelda.
Paid, said the waiter.
With money.
With what?
Said Imelda.
This stuff,
said the waiter, showing her the coins in his pocket. Imelda was a princess. She'd never seen money before. She had never needed it. The waiter sent for the cook.
If you can't pay the bill, said the cook, you can wash up instead.
Thank you,
said Imelda. She'd never washed up before. Washing up was fun.
By the time she'd finished, everyone else had gone. She was so tired, she curled up by the fire and fell asleep.
Chapter 3. Next morning, the news was in all the papers. Princess turned into a frog. The queue of people offering to change her back stretched right round the palace. Some of them gave the frog medicine to drink. Some dunked it in the medicine. One or two tried kissing it better. One danced round it, banging a drum, until the queen said it gave her a headache. Last of all came the great ravioli.
Looks like some kind of stage magician, muttered the king.
Perhaps a touch of magic is what we need, whispered the queen.
Your Highness, said Ravioli, smiling, leaning close to the frog.
The frog hopped backwards.
Erk,
it said. The great Ravioli nodded wisely.
Can you change her back?
Said the king.
Only if she wants to change back, said Ravioli.
You mean she's doing it on purpose? Exclaimed the queen. Imelda, stop this silly game at once.
Erk,
said the frog.
Shh, said the great Ravioli. Dear lady, that's not the modern way. If she wants to be a frog, you must let her. Let's start with a bath in the pond and a meal of blue bottles. She'll soon get tired of cold baths and eating flies.
Chapter 4. Imelda soon got tired of washing up and peeling potatoes and chopping onions and scrubbing floors. A few days later, she went and knocked on the door of the palace.
It's me, said Imelda. I've come home.
The guards sent for Ravioli.
Who are you? Said Imelda.
I am the great Ravioli.
And I am Princess Imelda. Now can I come in, please?
Ravioli said,
You are not a princess. A princess always keeps herself neat and clean. Besides, Princess Imelda is upstairs.
That's just a frog, said Imelda. I was keeping it in the bathroom.
That frog is your princess, cried Ravioli. Go away, little common person, before I have you arrested.
The door slammed.
Humph, said Imelda. Either that frog goes or I do. Maybe I will go. I can travel the world and have adventures. One day I'll come back and claim my throne.
Off she went, down the road out of town towards the border. She didn't get very far before she began to have an adventure. A boy dropped out of a tree in front of her. Another boy sprang over the hedge. A third tumbled out of a dustbin.
This is an ambush,
they yelled.
Put your hands up and give us your money.
How can I give you my money if I've got my hands up?
All right, said the first boy. You can put your hands down. Now give us your money, said the second boy.
Why? Said Imelda.
because we're outlaws. We steal from the rich to give to the poor, said the first boy.
I'm poor, said Imelda. I've got no money at all. Can you give me some?
Sorry, said the first boy. We've got no money either.
This is our first day, said the second boy.
And our first ambush.
We're outlaws, said the littlest one.
Why? Said Imelda.
Because we don't want a frog for a princess. One day that frog will be queen. How daft is that?
I think I can help you there, said Imelda.
I am the true Princess Imelda. Ta-da!
The outlaws looked at her in her grubby dress.
You're not, they said. I am, she said. And you can help me reclaim my throne.
The outlaws looked at one another.
At least she's not a frog, said one.
Let's go for it then, said the second boy. I'm Ted, by the way.
I'm Ned, said his friend.
And I'm Fred, said the littlest one.
You're not, said Ted. You're Frieda.
She's my sister, said Ned.
I'm Fred, the littlest one said firmly.
Pleased to meet you, Fred, said Imelda.
You too, Ned, and Ted.
We've got a camp, said Fred. Come and see.
Chapter 5. Back at the palace, the queen spent most of her time bathing the frog in the pond. The king hopped and skipped round the garden, catching flies for it to eat. The frog stayed what it was always meant to be, a frog. The great ravioli smiled a sinister smile. His plan was working nicely.
Have you got any more bright ideas? Said the king.
It seems, said Ravioli, that the princess is happy being a frog. So, let's celebrate.
Let's what? Said the queen.
Let's show her to her people.
As a frog? Said the king.
As a frog, said Ravioli. Add in the crown jewels and fireworks afterwards and free ice cream. People will soon get used to the idea.
There's going to be a procession, said Ted, with a band and kids dancing and soldiers marching.
And fireworks afterwards and free ice cream, said Fred.
And the princess in a carriage driven by Ravioli, said Ned, with the crown and all the crown jewels.
What's he up to? Said Ned.
I know, cried Fred. I saw him through a window. He was looking at a map. 2 days more, he said to himself, and I'll be a very rich man. 2 days more. That's the day of the procession.
He's going to steal the crown jewels, said Ted.
Not if we can stop him, said Ned.
This, thought Imelda, is my chance to get rid of that frog.
Chapter 6. The big day came. Crowds lined the streets. They cheered and waved little flags. The town band played. The children danced along and the army marched behind, all 12 of them. Livia is a very small country, remember? Last came the royal carriage, driven by the great Ravioli. In it sat the frog with the crown over it, inside a little golden cage. All around lay the rest of the crown jewels. "Ooh," cried the crowd. And "Ah," as the crown jewels went past.
"Aha!"
Ravioli chuckled as he reached the crossroads and the road leading back into town. The band turned left. The children followed. The army began marching after them. Ravioli drove on, down the road to the border. The army stopped.
"Stop, thief!"
yelled the captain. The carriage went faster. After it ran the army, the school children, the band, and the townspeople.
"Stop, thief! He's stealing the princess and the crown jewels!"
Back at the palace, the king and queen stood on the balcony, ready to wave as the procession marched by. They wondered where everybody had gone. Ravioli knew where he was going. Over the hills to somewhere sunny, where he'd be a very rich man. Until he turned a corner and saw a landslide, a barricade, an ambush.
"Stand and deliver," cried the outlaws.
"We're arresting you, you crook," said Fred.
"For stealing the crown jewels," said Ted.
"And kidnapping the princess," added Ned.
"That's not the princess," sneered Ravioli.
"That's just a fro—"
"Oh. A what?" said Imelda.
There she sat in the carriage with the crown on her head and the royal robes wrapped round her. The procession marched back into town with the great Ravioli under arrest. The people cheered and waved their flags harder than ever.
"Imelda, darling," cried the Queen.
"So nice to see you looking your old self again," said the King. "That fellow Ravioli was a crook, but he did know something about children."
Meanwhile, in a muddy ditch, a small green frog was having a quiet lie down, wondering if it had once been a princess or whether it had only dreamed it all.